course.
Okay. And pain in, for example, in your hands or joints would be called?
Arthritis.
Okay, any other names for that?
Rheumatism.
Okay. And a long time ago, people used to die of this. They'd get a ruptured
appendix.
But now they take them where?
Out?
They take them to the doctor. The doctor, where a place where there are a lot of doctors, is a
hospital.
And they perform a surgery.
Operation.
What's the surgery they perform on appendix?
Appendectomy.
Okay. And if it ruptures, they call it
a ruptured appendix.
Okay. Can I get you to say appendicitis?
Appendicitis.
Okay. I don't know how to get that. I'm sorry. A long time ago, there was a disease communicable disease people used to get. It was called diphtheria.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And could you tell me what Rocky Mountain fever is?
It is a form of tick fever.
She had it.
You had it? Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're an expert on it. Maybe you could tell me how you get it. And
from a tick bite.
Any particular type of tick?
Well, I don't know about that. Most tick bites sure don't pass it on to you. It has to be a tick that's carries the bug.
Okay, now is that the same as Rocky Mountain spotted fever?
Yes.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Okay, and if I were to cut my arm very deeply, I would say it's an open
wound.
Okay, you're very good at this. You're better at this than I am. What about a person is sickly? A person who is sickly. Is there another term for sickly you might use?
Ailing.
Okay. All right. Would they ever use the term unwell or puny or anything like that?
Oh, on occasion, maybe.
But you'd probably say ailing.
I'd say ailing.
Okay. Yeah. And a person who can't hear is?
Deaf.
Okay. Let's see. Now we're on the last sheet. I know you're excited. I can see you're getting ready to jump up and down. In the morning, they call it, when the sun comes up, they call that?
Sunrise.
And when the sun goes down, they call it?
Sunset.
Okay. And this, can you express to me that time, not by the numbers, but by a relationship to the hour? Or?
Well, let me say it again.
Okay.
You don't want me to use numbers.
Well, I don't want you to say 10:45.
This is what I mean. Well, forenoon. How'd that be? Forenoon?
Okay. But maybe a 11 o'clock as... How am I going to get that? Would you say...
11.
Yeah, the number is 10:45. How would you express that? Is that what you would say?
I couldn't hear. I'm pretty hard to hear.
Would you say a quarter?
A quarter till 11.
Okay, you wouldn't say a quarter of. Till is the okay. All right, that's what it's going after. Okay, today is the 16th. The 15th was
yesterday.
And the 17th is
tomorrow.
All right, now I need you to sort of run through the days of the week.
Just name them?
Uh-huh.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
I wish I'd have said Wednesday instead, instead of Wednesday.
Because
that's what it is.
Well, that's what you always say.
That's what you always say, huh? My father had a way of saying that. I never figured it out, how he did it.
Well, nobody says it like it's spelled, you know.
The man somehow could. I don't know, my father, it was a miracle.
He said Wednesday, huh?
But he pushed it all together. I don't know, it's one thing I miss.
Well, I'm proud of him.
How about the months of the year now?
All 12.
Uh-huh.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and let's go through some numbers now. Between 0 and 15, can I get you to count those off?